pick the Nintendo Shack and pray. Frederick from Fire Emblem Awakening says, yo.
And welcome to this week's episode of the Nintendo Shack Podcast, Link in live action. We've got some exciting news about Zelda to talk about this week, among other Nintendo news. It's exciting to discuss. I'm not this saying news. The movie will, I think there's a lot that we can talk about regarding this news,
like
among other
being reported.
Nintendo news. Yeah, okay. From the week, you guys are killing the positivity. I am here so hyped to talk about the latest happenings. You guys got to bring me down.
I'm not in a negative mood. I'm just kind of in a like a mad mood. I'm just kind of like just.
Yeah, I'm feeling that way too. Kind of. I was up late last night looking at all the Taylor Swift stuff. Yesterday was a big day at her concert for Taylor Swift fans. Oh my goodness, I won't get into it.
Why?
At her concert in Argentina, I'm so glad that you asked. There were several things where it was just like so amazing.
I have no idea. She's like, it's a big day. I'm like,
Travis
I have no
Kelce
idea
went to
about.
Her concert in Argentina. This was after it got rain out. Did no, they're on a bye week this week. Don't you know anything about the Chiefs?
Fuck that. Tell us what's more important than that game.
No, I don't follow the Chiefs.
Exactly. Anyway, on Friday night.
Yeah, I mean, even if he had a game, I'd be trying to get
on
the hell
Friday
out of
Friday night,
too.
It was rained out. Only the second time ever that Taylor Swift had to cancel or postpone a concert. It's going to be tonight instead. So she had a concert on Saturday night, last night, and Travis was there, and she changed the lyric in Karma from Karma is the guy on the screen to Karma is the guy on the Chiefs coming straight home to me. And it was amazing. And then she also.
So those TikToks, when they first started, when the rumors of them dating, of her making songs about football players and football rhymes and stuff.
This was just a reference because he was there. And it's like kind of a hard launch of their relationship. And then at the end of the show, she ran over and jumped into his, like, you know, put her arms around him and kissed him. And it was really adorable. And then also she did a mashup of one of her new Vault songs and another song. And it was just really amazing and great and awesome. And it was a good concert.
So how hard
no,
is
it's
the breakup?
Just not, why, I don't know why you would even say that. Like, it's such a good thing. Why can't
done.
We enjoy
she's
the good?
She's got to
like,
write a new album.
No,
yeah, she got to write a new album.
Okay,
like,
no,
this
it's
is
not.
All just material.
She was with the same guy for 6 years and was able to write 4 albums. Okay?
I'm not going to lie.
So she's getting new material. She's able to come up with material when she's in a long-term relationship. 4 Grammy award-winning albums.
As a fan of Adele, she's kind of whack when she's in a relationship. I don't need Adele happy. Like,
that's not, no, I don't sad. Know anything about Adele.
Miserable.
But I will just say that she is after Alanis. 6 Grammy nominations.
Nobody likes a happy Alanis album.
She's
after
6 Grammy nominations, and she has broken the record for most Song of the Year nominations of any artist ever.
No, I have a question.
It's
going
to be like Set Fire to Kansas.
I have a question for Donnie.
She's re-recording Donnie. Reputation. No,
Kansas
she's re-recording
Apocalypse.
Reputation.
Out of these Song of the Year nominations, Donnie, because she has the tie for most records, how many of these songs do you think you know?
I don't know. Yeah, zero.
You know Anti-Hero?
Zero.
That's what's up this
nope,
year.
Absolutely
no,
not.
I do not. I don't
That's
know
Venom.
What that is.
That's, that is.
And I'm being honest with you. I honestly do not know what you just said. Okay. I don't
That's
know
Venom.
What that is.
Spider-Man guy.
I know the Shake It Off song from like
know
that
one.
Stuff. You can't get away from that one. Yeah. I know the country one she did when I was like in high school.
Me.
Back when she was like a CMT artist. But outside of that, no.
That's okay.
I've remained swift.
I think you would be surprised because yesterday on my stream when I had the concert up, somebody was like, oh, like that's a Taylor Swift song. I didn't even know that Taylor Swift did that song. I know that song. Like you probably know more than you think.
That's
I
probably
guarantee
true.
That's not the case
we
for
said
me.
The same thing to Dev.
That's not the case for me. Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Anyway.
My wife was playing whatever her new stuff is, and it's just so sad and like not like bumpy or like it used to, like they're kind of poppy and catchy. That was just kind of boring. Like I was just like, this is just boring music.
Oh.
Like if your wife is listening to Taylor Swift's sad material, I just have to say, like, maybe you need to do something about that.
Well, that's not happening. She's going to stay sad.
Yeah, nope. I'm not even getting the bucket, Rebecca.
John, so I just want to say to everybody that Delvin is sending me the AMC bucket because I wasn't able to get it. So thank you, Delvin.
You're really bothering Shaq.
I'm sorry.
It's like keep,
I said keep it going, baby.
They're like, okay, guys.
I said I wasn't going to talk about it. And you're like, tell me about it. I told you about it.
I thought it was big news. You were like, this is earth-shattering news coming from the... From
it
the,
is, but I didn't talk about it.
She's like, she changed...
Oh, and she wore a pink lover suit on Friday, on Thursday night instead of...
I thought like the stage collapsed or something.
And
like
she hugged
news,
her boyfriend.
You know, like...
And she hugged
huge him. News.
Huge news. Guys. Where were you?
Anyway, where I played you? The new Mario Kart tracks and like it's like...
Wait a minute. There's new Mario Kart tracks?
It's over now.
God, I am not doing this.
Nintendo Listen, thing it's well over anymore. Now, honey. There are 96 tracks in total. We have been playing the same game for 10 years, and it is finally over.
I apologize. I used to try harder at this.
We That's all did. Me.
I honestly did not know. I did not know that they dropped yet again another wave of DLC tracks.
And they added a new update that makes it easier to play with people online. You don't have to add them as a friend now. You get like a code like you do for like literally any other fucking game. Yeah.
10 years later.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow. They did it. They fixed it.
Finally.
Yep. Finally.
Wow. So,
yeah, it's fun. I'll jump into it every once in a while with friends. It's an evergreen game.
Hmm. Yeah, I've been done. I played the last track release for like an hour. And I was like, oh yeah, this is the same thing that we've had forever. And I turned it off and haven't thought about it again. Which is why I missed that the DLC news happened, because I haven't been paying attention to that game anymore. Need a new cart.
We'll get one. Yeah.
Long overdue for a new cart.
I just played other stuff that I normally play this week. Nothing like that I need to talk about.
Where do you go?
Hmm. Well, I'll join you there. I'm still playing my N64 and my 3DS. I posted my round in our Mario Golf tournament, which ends next Sunday? So you have a week from today.
Oh, I have to do that.
Get your round in before the first one is up. Jason beat me by a point. He got me up by a stroke. And as true fashion, I only ever post one round. I could go in there and I could probably get to 14 or 15 or 16, but I always
wait.
Just
so
post
you
one
can
round.
You can do like so, if you're not happy with your score, you can keep doing it.
Yeah, you can post another one. You have until the time closes. You can post as many rounds as you want. So you can always beat your score if you're really unhappy with the way you played. But I do have to apologize because I wasn't paying, I guess, enough attention. The setup that I selected for our first tournament, it's kind of hard. There's a lot of wind. And like I turned on items thinking that would make it easier. And then I was like maybe two holes in. I was like, oh, no. If people have never played this game and they're hopping in, like
That's going to be me.
Your plan was let's give them the hardest version of this game as possible to play.
I didn't realize that. I just kind of just set up like what I normally would. I didn't put that much thought into it. Like, I was just like, let's just set it up, right? Like, I was just kind of muscle memory. I was muscle memorying it. I'm just like, oh, yeah, this is what we usually play on. And then I started playing it, and I was like, oh, but yeah, but this isn't what other people start playing. I think Jason and I are right at home. I think everybody else are like, why is this game so damn hard? So I also put it on 18 holes, and I didn't, like, again, that's what we always do. Probably shouldn't do that either. That's probably not like I want it to be very casual and easy. I want people to be able to. Yeah. So the next time I do this, we'll do 9 holes. We'll do it from the short tees. I'll probably turn items off, but we'll turn the wind down. It'll be very easy. And everybody can come play. Yeah.
Not what you did.
So If you posted your round and you felt inadequate, that is on me. Don't take that personally. That's my bad. I'm sorry. I did not mean to do that. Captain Awesome, if you do crimes to play Mario Golf with us, like I do, yes, you can play and still connect to the internet. That is no problem at all.
Yeah.
Good question.
So.
That is a good one.
Kyle, I'll probably do 18 holes the last one. If we get a chance to know what the last one is. I'm assuming it would be March. So maybe like that around my birthday. That'd be nice. Everybody can play one more round of golf with me before they shut it off forever.
Sounds good.
Sad.
This Mario Golf game, and I've said it 1,000 times before, is just so much better than the Switch Mario Golf game. It takes like 3 seconds. It has Miis. I've got all my Miis. When I play a round of golf, I've got Ghostface and Obama and all kinds of dudes like sitting around me. Like I was like, oh yeah, they're me. That's hilarious. Like this is so much fun. And then you just see Switch Golf and you're like, what were you guys doing? Like, what happened?
What a combination of people.
Did everybody leave or
Ghostface
something?
Ghostface and Obama just hanging out.
That's just who came to mind. I have a bunch of me. I've got like 100 Miis on my 3DS, all kinds. I have Iron Man. I've got Mario and Luigi Miis. I think I have Michael Jackson Mii. Like, yeah, just any memeable famous people, you know, I've got Miis for. So,
like it.
So much fun. Yeah. I played a little bit of Wario.
What do you think?
I'm probably gonna take it back.
You don't like it? Just beat it before you take it back.
It's not that I don't like it. I think it's fun. It's good. For whatever reason, and you told me this, like I vividly remember you being like, you know, you can't play on the Switch Lite. I just assumed that I could play like in it, like with a controller, like I could dock it and play with a controller. Like I didn't realize it was literally like,
wait, you can't
like
dock
Wii Sports, like grab your Joy-Cons and move them around and stuff the whole time. No. I'm sorry. I could have done that better. I remember you telling me you couldn't play it on the Switch Lite. Yeah. I was thinking that because like some games you require you to have like Joy-Cons. In my head, I didn't realize that every game required you to do like Joy-Con, like Wii Sports thing. Like that's the whole thing is like that. Here's the thing. I only have like one pair of Joy-Con, which I don't really use even that all that often, you know, cause I use the Split Pad Pros and the Pro. I thought I could play like a lot of the game with the Pro controller. Yeah. You definitely
this
can.
Is
like,
this smooth is smooth moves too.
Get your damn Wiimotes out. Yeah, and start waving your stuff around. And it's not that it's bad at all. I was actually having a lot of fun. But I just don't think I just don't play games like that anymore. It's not even like it's just, it feels like I would have to go out of my way to like move my recliner out of the way of the TV and stuff to play this. You know, like I'm not gonna do that very often. So it's more like an inconvenient factor.
You should just beat the game though, because it'll take you like 3 hours max.
Mm-hmm. Oh really?
Yeah, all WarioWare games are that short.
Maybe I will
for the main story anyway.
Because I don't even know if I can take it back. I think I can, but you know, I got the buy two get one free at Best Buy. So if I take it back, I don't know what they do. Do they just like cut it into a third and give me a third
something,
or something
like that? Yeah, they don't give you full credit for it.
Yeah. But that'd probably be okay. I'd be happier with that than something.
Yarden's trying to score points with me.
So. Oh, how dare you. I'm not even acknowledging that. Moving on. What about you, Dylan? What are you up to, man?
Nothing much, really. I've been trying to finish Spider-Man, so I've been playing much games. But I do have a funny story that happened to me this weekend.
Tell us the funny story.
I'm hanging out with my girlfriend. We're laying down. She wants to watch a comedy movie. So, you know, I start going towards all the classics and stuff like that. And she says, I've seen all those.
Netflix and chill.
Exactly. She said, I've seen all that stuff. I want to see something that I've never seen before. So, we're going down a list. The first thing that comes up is Adrian Brody. She's like, let's watch that. I'm like, this looks terrible. You never heard of Adrian Brody?
Yeah, I don't know what that is either.
Adrian Brody is the movie that came out, I think, earlier this year. With the four senior citizen Golden Girl ladies.
I do
have a crush on Tom Brady, so they figure out a way to go to the Super Bowl.
This looks funny. Oh,
movie's awful.
No.
It is awful.
I mean, it looks awful. So, like, I don't think it looks good. It looks like funny awful. Like, oh my God.
So We watch this movie. I fall asleep during it because it's so boring. I wake up. She's like, let's watch something else. I'm like, what do you want to watch? She, I still want to watch a comedy, but I like funny comedy. Something fun. She picks Sonic the Hedgehog.
And, okay.
And the crazy, I guess, video. She absolutely loved the movie.
Wow, nice.
She loved it so much, we immediately watched two after it. She's like, this movie's fantastic. That's it's so fun. Funny. She was like laughing and stuff. She was like laughing at the Donut Lord thing. She was like, this is a great movie. How have I not known about this movie? I'm like, yeah, it's a well-known movie. It's kind of like let me realize, like, there's a whole audience of people who just don't play video games or give a fuck about it, but will watch these movies. Yeah. Like, and I'm like, oh, mm-hmm. You are the audience this movie is for. Like, somebody who doesn't give a fuck about any of these video game stuff, but like, hey, this is great.
Delvin, do you have yes, Discord open?
Oh no, I don't have Discord open. Oh no, what happened?
Check your
uh-oh.
TM.
Uh-oh, what happened? Anytime I hear check your DM. that is pretty accurate. 100% accurate. We cannot say that on the podcast. But yes, that is an accurate description of the movie in full. They should have literally called the movie that.
Okay. I apologize, listeners, for derailing. Yeah,
but that is brilliant. There are some things you can't see on the podcast, and that is goddamn sure one of them. But yeah,
I googled it and I saw that image. It was just the first thing.
It's a very accurate description. Maybe why we didn't enjoy that movie. Like, this is terrible. Yeah, like, this is awful. There's like a scene where this old lady wants to screw Gronk. I'm like, oh, okay, this is a thing.
Kelvin, I think that your girlfriend enjoying the Sonic the Hedgehog movie is a green flag, and she's a keeper.
Yeah. It's wifey material.
She loved it. She absolutely loved the movie. She was like, let's watch two. I'm like,
I still haven't watched them.
I will say as somebody who is not a Sonic fan, the first movie was enjoyable.
Yes. She liked both of them.
Sean's been telling me for years how great they are. I'm not watching them out of like out of for any reason. Like, I just don't want, like, they haven't popped up. If they showed up on my Netflix or something, maybe I'd give one a try. I haven't really seen the option. I'm not going out of my way to watch them, I guess.
Yeah, they're on Paramount Plus. So if you have Paramount Plus, you can watch them right now.
Oh.
They're fun movies.
Thanks to Dev,
there
I do.
Idris Elba is great in the second one. He's Knuckles.
Oh, isn't he, nice. What's his face? Shadow?
Knuckles? No, he's Knuckles. Yeah.
I don't know any of the Sonic characters. That's like the same character in my head.
Dude, Sonic and Knuckles was such a big
deal.
It was a
huge deal.
Like, elementary school me was like, man, that was the
that
game.
Was the rivalry.
Oh, damn, Sonic and Knuckles. You remember the car? You remember the art with like the logos? And that shit was so
cool.
Yeah,
then the cool thing was how you buy the cartridge and then you could put like Sonic 2 on top of the cartridge and you could play Sonic 2 as Knuckles. Such a cool idea.
And I remember all my friends that had games had it, and like everybody talked about how cool it was.
Such a cool idea.
Yeah.
Sega was really creative with stuff.
I think
like
I was
that.
In like second grade when that came out.
What was that?
I was very little.
I probably was like fifth or sixth grade.
I remember a friend of mine had a Game Gear.
Game Gear was great.
I think he had Sonic and Knuckles on Game Gear, and I got to play it like that. And like at one time, he came over to my house, and I was like, we were like attached to the wall. Like the little charger, and we were playing it, you know, and here I am with 25 years later with the Ally doing like the same damn thing.
Game Gear was an excellent console that had a 30 minute like battery life, but for what it had, it was really cool though. It was like you could play this game in a,
like 16 batteries.
Like, it was, if I remember correctly, it was 6 batteries and it lasted about a good 30 minutes to an hour. But the games were close to console style, so I was like, all right, this is cool.
You better hurry.
But yeah, she loved the movie. And I'm like, oh, okay. You are the people they make these movies for. So when they make the Uncharted movie, they're not making it for me. They're making it for you. So you can like Uncharted. When they make the Last of Us TV show, the person who they know is not going to play the game. You watch this and you can enjoy the content.
The amount of people in my life that have, like, either at work or just in, like, chit-chat or whatever, that have been like, hey, so, have you ever heard of this? Have you ever heard of The Last of Us? I'm like, you know.
Yeah.
I've gotten no less than a dozen of those.
You know, I kind of realized I kind of do the same thing with books. Like, they made the Game of Thrones TV show for me. I'm not reading all them goddamn books. he hasn't even finished them yet. Same. Fuck you. Not doing that.
Mm-hmm. I have books that I don't even read. Like, I bought books. Like, I bought
books.
Them. I'm like, oh, did you read it like that? Mm-mm. They're like, why'd you buy it? Just put it on the shelf.
I bought some books.
I like books.
But most sci-fi books and stuff like that, I just do Audible.
Donnie, I think the reason, like, why I don't care about, like, graphics and stuff in games the same way that you do is because I like books. And I like you. And yeah, you do. You're like, I can't play this if it stutters a little tiny bit.
When have
you
I
said it for Age of Calamity? You literally could not play that game.
He cares.
I beat the whole. I beat
he
the
cares
game
about frame rate and anything else. Frame rate and how smooth the game is.
Yeah, I just want. I wanted to play. It's not. Hang on. I want to just reframe it a little bit. I get what you're saying, and you're not wrong. But let I think it may be exaggerated. I play things that are low frame rates all the time. Just because I bring it up or talk about it doesn't mean that I won't. I beat Age of Calamity. I think I beat it first. Like, I played the whole, like, straight through the game. Because I love Warriors games. Just, I really loved Hyrule
Maybe
Warriors.
I'm
it was my favorite game. So, like, yeah, but I'll bring it up and talk about it. I don't want games
I don't
to run poorly. You know, like, at times, it can detract from the experience. And it just matters if it is or not. Sometimes, especially on Switch with some third-party games, I mean, it's a significant hit. Like, it's a significant downgrade. A huge downgrade, especially in the resolution, man. Gee, man, apparently, yeah, never mind. I've been corrected. I am the king of complaining. At times I try to be critical.
I agree with that. Like, I agree with everything you just said.
Like, I just played Alan Wake and I literally turned it down to 30 frames a second because it would run better at, like, a lower performance. So, yeah, I try. But I don't think the graphics, I'm not going to play this trash. I play pixel games, indie. I literally play trash. There are people that call some of my favorite games trash.
Yeah, that is true.
Like, a lot of people, like thousands of people are like, that's trash. That's a trash video game. And I'm like, I love this video game. Those are my favorite games.
He bought Golem.
So,
that should tell you everything.
Okay,
you know.
That's bad.
Oh, yeah.
That's bad.
I got to play it.
He's like, I got to try this.
I got it.
Everybody says it's
it,
bad.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't condone
well,
that.
Well, we're going to find out.
The whole Discord told me Mario was trash. Played it and loved it. Can't
told
wait to
you what
it.
Was trash?
No. Return to Mario.
Mario?
That's the other game of
Lord of the Rings,
game
this
year. Huh. Two of them came out.
Yeah.
Neither one of them hit.
Sad.
It's just 0 for 2 this year.
Yep. But I'm sorry, I don't want to take away from your point.
For the people who are like, I can't play Pokemon Scarlet. Pokemon Scarlet and Violet is trash with the graphics. But I feel like I can get by a lot of things that other people can't because I, like, value other things. And maybe that comes from growing up with doing a lot of reading and valuing other things.
What is going on
Damn.
Today?
I'm just taking it on the chin here. I could go.
No. Stay. Please stay.
Oh, man. I can't even talk.
That's going to be my Halloween costume next year. FPS Karen.
I like it. That's a good idea.
That's funny.
I don't change my handle to that. That's my new handle. I'm changing all platforms. FPS Karen.
him and Dan will get you. The FPS police. Hey, what are you doing? Why are you playing at 30 FPS? I'm like, I'm just enjoying the game.
Yeah.
You're enjoying it wrong, Delvin. I'm sorry.
What is this? This is trash.
Delvin, did you have another story, or was that it?
No, I didn't play anything. I just played Spider-Man.
She likes Sonic?
She loves it. She loves both of them. She's now anxiously waiting for 3.
Nice.
You should get her to play a game.
I knew anybody who would say that. She actually wants to play Switch.
Ooh.
So maybe I'll just do that.
Stick Stardew Valley in front of her. You'll never get your Switch back.
Well, I won't be doing that then. I like my Switch. I quite enjoy my Switch.
Delvin's
shall we talk about the big news of the week?
Yes.
Out of nowhere, on a random Tuesday evening, Nintendo tweets, is this mic on? This is Miyamoto. I've been working on the live action film.
It's such like a boomer.
The Legend of Zelda.
Hello? Hey. This is Miyamoto.
You know that Nintendo is about to drop the biggest bomb when it comes up on your phone screen. Tweet from Nintendo. This is Miyamoto. Well, you know.
They should just do that as a troll now.
We have updated the Switch.
Have you seen the trailer for the latest Kirby game?
Update. 6.2. More stability. I took Yarden's advice, first person to say Tom Holland is banned. So I banned him because he said it.
There you go.
Yeah, Miyamoto said, I've been working on the live action Legend of Zelda film for many years now. It will be produced by Miyamoto and Avi Arad, who, am I saying that name right? Avi Arad? Arad?
Yes.
Arad?
You are.
He has worked on Spider-Man, Iron Man, X-Men, All the Men, So Many Men, Too Many Men. It's going to be directed by Wes Ball, who also directed the Maze Runner trilogy, as well as the upcoming Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. This movie is going to be co-financed by both Nintendo and Sony Pictures Entertainment. The majority of the stake comes from Nintendo. Sony with distribution. There's no date or even a window announced. I think it'll probably be 2025. We'll see this.
Yeah.
The share price jumped highest it has been since June of 2021. Boys, what do we think?
I will answer this the same way we've answered this question over the years. I don't think this is a particularly good path for them to take. I'm happy to be wrong or proven wrong, or like I'm not rooting against it. I just don't see a whole lot of outcomes here where this is like a net positive, but we'll see.
I said the same thing about the Mario movie with Illumination, and I was very wrong.
Yeah, but at least with that, there's a couple differences here, I think, at least for me. Yeah, at least that is one, it's illustrated. So it looks like it's source material, right? And it's not a jarring concept. And then like with me personally, as we noted on our podcast, the voice, right? I was really bothered by the voices. Well, Link doesn't have a voice. So there's no like contrast to have except just the first time hearing a voice. But I feel like you can adapt to that easier than, you know, Charles Martinet to Chris Pratt. It's a hell of a leap to take, Nintendo. It's a hell of a leap. You couldn't build up or anything. But it's really, with it being live action, if this was, you know, one of these, I was going to say, what is it called?
Illumination movies.
Thank you. I was going to say Illustrated. If it was like an Illumination project or something like that, it was meant to be like these, you know, big budget, family friendly, cartoony movies, I'd have been like, okay, I think that makes sense. You can, like, in those movies, in that style, you can make jokes and innuendo references and stuff like that. With it going live action, I don't think you have that opportunity. I think it has to be grounded, and it has to be, I would imagine that they're going for like a fantasy type approach. I'm thinking like The Witcher, like Lord of the Rings, like it's got to be half serious. If it's not, if they go for those jokes and stuff in that realm, then I worry about it being cringy and falling and hitting flat. So I would imagine that they would be taking this very serious. This would be a serious Zelda movie. And I just think that's a, I mean, it's not impossible, but that's a big jump to take. I mean, that's a big risk to take, I think.
Yeah, and I don't think they would do this if they were absolutely ready and certain and saw the direction for it, because they've been working on it for many years now. As far as we know, there hasn't even been any casting or anything yet. It sounds like a lot of that has just been planning. Right. I did see that there was talk of Sony trying to get the rights to the Mario movie originally, and Nintendo was like gonna do that, but then they ended up going with Illumination instead. And so I think that must have been within the same conversations as the Zelda movie. So maybe they said, okay, well, we want to go in an animated direction with Illumination for Mario, but we have this other IP that I think that you guys would be more suited for. And so I mean, this is Miyamoto's baby. Like, Mario and Zelda are his babies. I don't think that he's gonna, sure. You know, we know what happened, like, you know, when they tried to do these kind of movies in the 90s and they were so corny and, like, you know, that was like a very 90s thing, but, like, I don't think that would fly today. And I think, you know, we're going to have bones to pick with a lot of the creative decisions. It's just going to happen. We're not used to it, like you said, with the voice. We're not going to, you know, it's going to be hard to vibe with certain things. But I think overall, I don't think this is necessarily a bad thing right off the bat.
I'm not feeling it. I get that, you know, Miyamoto wants to do a live action, but it just seems like so many other ways you could tell that story better, like whether it's animated like they did Castlevania, whether it's like Illumination and how they did that. It's just so only so much stuff you can do with live action to kind of relay what this is going to be. You know, Ganon has to look right. You know, and if you kind of messed it up just a little bit, people are going to have a fit. Link talking is going to be jarring for a lot of people. Like, you know, I know people kind of quote the cartoon series, but that was the only time we really heard Link talk. But
yeah, I think they can do it right, though. Like, I think they'll, like, if they keep him, you know, a strong, you know, silent, using words very intentionally, I think there's ways that they can do it that will be true to his character. Because Link does talk.
That's
Link
interesting. Talks. I expected the opposite of that. I expect that they'll try to get over that hurdle almost instantly. He'll start talking. He may even have him talk in a trailer just so you get used to it and realize that he's a character in the show.
I think they'll do it appropriately.
I'm not too concerned with the talking part. That doesn't bother me really as much. Again, because he doesn't talk, because he hasn't talked, right? So, like, anybody could give a voice and that becomes the voice. I would love nothing more than to love a Legend of Zelda movie. You know, like, this is a franchise that we love, like, you know, and adore. So I'm not rooting against it. I just think I see a lot of different paths going forward, and I'm not sure, like, it seems like more of them are negative than positive. So I'm just a little shaky. Now, the point you made earlier, Delvin, with the Sonic movie is the same point that I think really needs to be said here. It doesn't have to be for us,
correct?
Right? Fans of the video game can like it or not like it, and we'll be the ones that'll be most critical of it because we've got the most baggage to bring to the table. But this has the opportunity to put The Legend of Zelda to reach millions of other people that have never heard of about it before, and that's an opportunity that they have to take if they want to continue to grow, you know, their base and their potential customers and all that. So in that regards, like, I'm looking forward to it. I guess, like, it would, I feel very similar to how I felt like with The Last of Us. I was so stoked for The Last of Us and The Last of Us TV show. And I feel like, you know, we talked about every episode of The Last of Us TV show, and I felt very critical of it because I love the source material so much. I enjoyed it overall, but, like, it wasn't what I was hoping for in my mind. Right. And you know, when you talk about people that read these franchises and they read the books and they all have the source material, it almost always feels like in reality it can't live up to expectation in your head. And that's generally how I felt about this news.
Yeah.
Like, this news comes out and I'm like, there's no way. There's no way that I go and watch a Legend of Zelda movie and I'm like, I loved it. It was the best thing. Like,
I think you have to go into it knowing, you know, like, I love the source material and I love it for what it is. I know that there's going to be differences that I have bones to pick that I wish had been done differently, but I think you can still go into it and enjoy it for what it is. That's what I had into my.
Jules wants to know.
That's what I had going into the Last of Us TV show. I knew there was going to be big differences, you know. And I'm not as emotionally attached to the Last of Us as you are, but I really enjoyed the TV show.
Yeah, it was just how they depict things, how they're different. Like when we play these video games, everything's in a fantasy, right? When you bring that fantasy to life, all of a sudden the effects may not look quite correct. Right, the costumes may not, you know, like, you know, you're like, oh, that's you know, because it's live action. That's where I was like, this not being animated is tough. Like, are they going to have the, like, the budget? I know that these two companies have a lot of money, but like, are they going to put it into it? Are they going to make it right? Like, are they going to give it that,
I think,
that
they
treatment
will.
I hope so, because if at any way it feels cheap, you know, that's going to sting. If the writing or the dialogue hits flat, it's going to sting. Like, all these different opportunities to kind of like screw it up, I guess. At least for us in our heads. I want to answer Jules' question. I don't think they would be doing this if they were going to tell like a story that matched the video games. I think maybe they could like hit some plot beats, but I would imagine they'd be wanting to tell like a new Zelda adventure for a movie.
Yeah, I think it'll have our
Delvin, you're muted.
It'll have our standard, you know, story beats, like you said, of what most Zelda games are like. But I think they will take a lot of creative liberties with the story.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, like, because like the Uncharted movie kind of borrows from 4, but also like kind of borrows from a lot of different things. And it like it takes those highlights, but kind of makes it its own story. You know, it's kind of more like the Uncharted movie, not like the Uncharted 4 movie. I could see something like that.
And you got to take into consideration, it depends on the director and writer you get to make this. Because they're gonna want to tell their own story. They're going to just probably, what's happened with a lot of these things, they're just going to use the game as the base. But no, I'm going to tell my own story of what I want this to be.
Mm-hmm.
That's how the Resident Evil movies got made. That's how the Last of Us series kind of got made.
Yeah.
They're going to kind of make their own version of what they think it should be. So I wouldn't go in thinking you're going to expect one-for-one retelling of any of the Zelda games, for that matter. They may have elements of them, but
there's no one-to-one. There's no video game that has that one-to-one movie material. Yeah. You would have to do a lot of embellishing to make Ocarina of Time into a good movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no story. Like, there's not enough dialogue to pull from there. You have to carry a movie for 90 minutes. Let's just say it's a 90-minute movie. You have to have so many more characters, so much more dialogue than any Zelda game has ever given us.
I will say, I think, here's my like crazy prediction, that I think that they are going to lean into the Link that is like from Twilight Princess, where he's like a farm boy working on a ranch, kind of like, just, you know, I'm just, you know, a kid kind of working on a ranch, and use that version of, like, you know, kid.
I'm thinking like a high fantasy Witcher thing, but like Indiana Jones.
Okay.
So you have like this Link character that we meet, and we introduce the characters, and then you know, a calamity happens. He goes on a quest. He goes, you know, tomb raiding, right? He goes dungeoning, does all the things. You hit all the highlights, the beats, and, you know, like, he wins at the end. That sort of thing is kind of where I'm going.
I wouldn't be surprised if the movie, the first half of the movie is just the war on Hyrule. And you're watching that, then you kind of just like get to this point where you see Link coming up, and as that's going and kind of like taking the reins, becoming the hero that this place needed.
I would love that.
I've seen that done in plenty of ways. You have all the characters that you know from the games fighting, trying to fight Ganon, and nobody can beat him, of course. And then, oh, here's this guy Link that everybody's rooting for, and he's the one who stops him finally. I can see them doing something like that.
I mean, big epic war scenes and stuff. Not very like family friendly, although you use ways to like do that in that setting. We've seen similar things like that. That would provide a lot of drama for a movie, for adaptation.
Yeah,
something
I
like
see this becoming a PG-13 movie.
That's pretty good.
PG or PG-13 movie.
I hope it's combat. PG-13. I think combat alone probably gets it to 13. Yeah. Because you're going to have swords and stuff. Like, I think once you pull out a blade and start swinging at people, you get the 13 tag. Yeah. Yeah, it could be like a Star Wars thing. Like, I'm really trying in my head, I'm like trying to think of like, what's the aesthetic? You know, like, what does it look like? What are they trying to go for? Is it like, is it darker? You know, like lots of shadows and stuff. Is it bright? Is it very like sunny? Is it, you know, like it can go a lot of different ways. Like in my head, I'm trying to picture what it looks like.
A few things came in my head. The Dungeons and Dragons latest movie came in my mind. Like, you know, kind of like this action adventure comedy type thing that they did with that. That people liked a lot. The Witcher TV series came to my mind as well. Because, you know. Oh, yeah, there you go.
That's what's coming to mind in my.
Or maybe even a Lord of the Rings feel. I think that D-Life is kind of right on that. Maybe that would work too.
Yeah, D-Life says that's what I'm imagining in my head is a Lord of the Rings Witcher type thing. I think I'm scared. I think you might be right because it's a Nintendo property and they want to be family friendly. I could see them going the comedy route, and that actually kind of worries me because if it doesn't land, if that doesn't hit, it could
I don't think it'll be like that.
That's why I was thinking like a Indiana Jones type of thing where like. Maybe you get like a one-liner here every now and again that's like, oh, that's fun, we're having fun, and then you keep going into the adventure.
The more I think about it, Lord of the Rings kind of works. Isn't Lord of the Rings like PG-13 or PG?
Should be PG-13.
Yeah, so that aesthetic kind of works for that. You know, there's a lot of violence in it, a lot of action in it, killing the orcs and stuff like that.
It's expensive.
Sony has a ton of money. Nintendo has a ton of money.
Yeah.
Peter Jackson.
Casting would be key. That'd be the thing everybody's talking about for a long time, would be casting.
When we got the Mario movie revealed, we learned the casting right then and there.
Yeah. Who do you want to be Princess Zelda? You have a...
I was on the Good Vibes Gaming channel talking about this the night that this news came out, and we came up with a lot of names, but then we were realizing a lot of the names that we came up with, these actresses are like in their 30s, and it's like I really want, you know, a younger younger. I know they have older actors playing younger people all the time, but I really hope they go for somebody who's like in their younger 20s, you know, somebody who really looks like a teenage Zelda and Link, because I do want them to look younger. To me, it's like about these kids that are going on this epic adventure, not adults.
Sure. I asked Delvin and Dev on the podcast this week, did anybody get any thought that it might just be Japanese actors?
That'd be interesting.
Is that just me? Am I the only person that
thought that would be really cool?
I asked Dev, and Dev was like, why would they do that? And I was like, I think that could be really cool. And I've seen like fan-made stuff like that. And like, I think it fits maybe better than people think. I was thinking like the Mortal Kombat movie, you know, like I could see them doing something.
Unfortunately,
like that too.
I don't think that the Western world is ready for that to make like it. I don't think it would be as popular as they would want it to be because like Americans are like racist.
When I thought of it, I immediately thought New Zealand. Like, they'll shoot this in New Zealand, they'll cast people from New Zealand, and that'll be the whole aesthetic of it.
I think it'll be like a Game of Thrones, Lord of the Rings. Like, they're British, they're white, they're like,
Icelandic.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I can see that.
I do want to see, I do want to see young, like young Link and Zelda when they're like children, not teens. I would love to see that.
I don't have any. The one I threw out was Timothée Chalamet.
I don't want that.
I mean, maybe him. He's kind of in everything. He's like in Dune. I could see him being like Link.
Also, he's ugly. He's so ugly.
But I mean everything. He's not Tom Holland in everything. He's in everything, but not like
he's on the rise.
He's on everybody's radar.
Yeah, okay, never mind. He's on everybody's
radar. I don't like how he looks. I hope it is somebody who is like kind of up and coming, like just so that we don't have like a prior association with them. Really, I don't know.
I like that idea. Yeah, I like that idea as well. Somebody can grow into it a little bit, especially if they want to do more than just the one. If they have an idea,
I say get a young unknown actor. That would work perfectly. Get a young
or lesser known, not unknown, but lesser known. You want somebody experienced.
A lot of
What are the Stranger Things kids doing?
One of
One of them. Anything?
Absolutely not.
Don't go there. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Exactly.
Just cut this off. Somebody
like, nah, we might not want to do that.
I see a lot of people bringing up Hunter Schafer for Zelda, and I would personally love that. I think that she looks like Zelda. She has the face, she has the hair, she has everything. But again, I don't think that they feel safe enough to be that progressive. She is a trans woman. She looks like Zelda. She literally looks like her.
The part. I don't know what she's in.
What's her name? Hunter.
Okay, this is the first I've heard. But Hunter Schafer.
Okay.
John 32 wanted to know, does anybody find it weird that Sony's doing it?
Not at all.
No, Sony is a giant movie thing. Yeah, this is above video games. This is above the consoles and all that. This is Sony movie productions. Oh.
Yeah, they don't have anything to do with games.
Cool. So.
Yeah.
Oh, she's in Euphoria, that TV show that all the teens like.
Yeah.
And she's in the upcoming Hunger Games movie.
Yes.
Hunger Games is another kind of aesthetic I could see. Like, that is kind of what I think we might be in
That'd
for
be cool.
here. Which I don't hate. Could be good, right? Like, could be good. Like, I want to be optimistic. It could be good. We could love it. Talk myself
just,
into it.
I hope it's good.
Go in being okay with changes. Like it, just go into it with that kind of mindset.
Yes.
Not lowered expectations, but just the expectations that it could be something that you are not expecting.
Yes. Let this be a movie I can lay down and watch with my girlfriend.
Exactly.
Not 80 for Brady.
Can Ganon be like more of a person and a villain? Like if it's a grounded fantasy setting versus like a CG monster?
Yes, and I want it to be Jason Momoa.
That's a good one. I was thinking Dave Bautista.
Oh, I saw that name come up a lot.
That's a good one.
I think somebody who is like really built and really big, like, and then they'll use CG once he like, you know, kind of like the ending of Tears of the Kingdom.
Sure. I was thinking Momoa is an interesting, you hit me. Momoa is a good choice look wise, but I'm wondering, like, in my head, I was thinking of the roles like more serious, you know, like
Johnny's
more,
thinking of Momoa in Aquaman, not Momoa in Game of Thrones. Momoa in Game of Thrones was.
Well, I was thinking of Momoa in Fast and Furious. Like, he's hilarious. Yeah. You know, he's very funny.
In Game of Thrones, he's.
And he's evil, but he's very funny. He's like more of like a Joker like character, you know, where I was thinking a very threatening, very serious, you know.
Look him up in Game of Thrones. Like, he's not a villain in that show, but like he has that look in Game of Thrones.
He does.
Okay.
Yeah, he's not an evil character, but he has that evil look.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll be
Yeah, see you guys in 2 years when we get more information.
Will we still be podcasting?
Yeah.
When this movie comes out?
Yeah.
On this show? So? Like us three?
On the this show? Shaq? Yeah.
Shaq will be here. I'll probably be.
Will we?
I don't know.
I love how you've patiently left the door open.
Somebody will be doing this Shaq. Show.
Donnie.
Funny.
Talk to us about Nintendo financial updates.
Yeah, so they had their earnings briefings, and we've learned some things. Switch has sold 132.4 million units. They're 21 million units shy of passing the Nintendo DS, the best-selling Nintendo hardware of all time. They are right there. They are close. They've given us an update on their software sales. That amazing Mario Kart 8 Deluxe we were talking about earlier has sold 57 million copies. Wow. Animal Crossing is at 43 million. Smash Brothers Ultimate, 32. Breath of the Wild at 31. Odyssey at 26. Pokemon Sword and Shield, 26 and 23. 26 in Pokemon Scarlet and Violet, 23. Super Mario Party at 19 million. Tears of the Kingdom, at 19 million. And new Super Mario Bros. U Deluxe at 16. If you're looking for some newer games, 3D World and Bowser's Fury at 12.5. Mario Party Superstars at 11. Switch Sports sold 10 million copies. Switch Sports has sold like
Why didn't they buy Pikmin? Why didn't they buy like anything else that's
they
good?
They didn't want them. Like, no.
Pikmin 4 sold 2.6 million copies, making it the best-selling Pikmin game ever.
All these people who bought Switch Sports should have bought WarioWare instead. They should have bought Advance Wars instead. Man.
They didn't want them. Like, no, yeah. Thank you.
The question really is, do you think between now and whenever Switch 2 drops, and they can still sell Switches after they move on to Switch 2, do you think Switch can get there? They're 20. They got 20 million. They need to sell 21 million more of these things. Can they get there?
You know what? I'm gonna hedge my bet. I'm gonna say yes. Because they still have at least two, three more holiday seasons of like prime selling.
Yeah, they got a PS2 bad boy. You do Switch 2 and then you cut this thing in half. And you sell this thing for $199.
Exactly. Just okay, then there. Maybe. Sure. And then all the little boys and girls on Christmas are so excited to open up their new Switch 2 console. And grandma got them the original Switch.
Yeah.
They should call the Switch 2 the Switch Pro and keep that number going. Just keep it going.
Now we're moving. Yeah, I like it. I like the idea.
Wait, I have a question. Pro. Did when they made the DSi or the DS Lite or whatever they were called, did that count for DS sales? It did?
Yes, it did.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. They all factor in. Yep. Just like Game Boy and Game Boy Color, they all factor in. They're all in the same thing. So if they didn't call it a new generation, if they didn't have a hard cut, they could release a new Switch and just, if they kept making games for the old Switch.
And the SP counted for the Game Boy Advance.
Okay. I believe so. Yeah. I would like them to, I mean, it would be nice to see them top that number. That was a number I honestly thought was never going to be near. Like, I never thought they would be near it again. I thought that was like a time and place thing. They were on the ground with mobile and touchscreen and like the PS2 with the Blu-ray, like it was just, it's in its own category. The fact that they're so close, I want them to do it. I'm like, no, don't give up. Price cut. We need $99 Switch lights. Do it, Nintendo. Get going. So it's, we'll see. I'm not expecting.
It's
we'll
crazy
see.
The trajectory the Switch and Nintendo for that matter has gone like they were years ago, not even that long ago. People were like, oh, maybe Switch should just make games for other consoles. And now they're like, the big, they're the console. Mm-hmm. Like everybody has a Switch. Mm-hmm. It's so crazy how that works out, man.
Yeah. Yep. They've sold more in the past quarter than I think in like this past quarter than they have in this quarter in the like last 3 years. So it's not even like it's trending off. Yeah. Like if any, they're trending up. They keep, it's like it's amazing when it happens when they release an amazing Mario game and a Zelda game. Look at this. Everybody starts buying
systems. They don't drop the price on their games.
You know, their software literally drives the product.
They don't drop the price. They're like, no, this $60. Yeah. You got to pay $99, $70. And people are like, sure, give me 40 million of them.
Yeah, we'll take 60 million of those. Thank you. They also reconfirmed their 2024 roadmap. So, and then they included Mario RPG in that because it's not out yet. So Mario RPG, Another Code, Recollection, January, Mario and Donkey Kong, February, Princess Peach Showtime, March, Luigi's Mansion 2 in summer, Paper Mario 1000 Year Door, they just have next year, and Metroid Prime 4, TB determined, to be announced. So maybe we'll see Metroid at some
maybe.
Point. Probably not. I think it's about to go Skull and Bones. They're just going to like immediately just like kind of erase it.
They keep mentioning it.
Like, hey, guys, what happened to that? And they're like, what happened to what?
I don't think Metroid Prime 4 can run on current hardware.
That would be a good launch game.
That's interesting. That would be. I mean, it would get us excited. I don't know. It wouldn't push the units the way Nintendo typically wants launch games to push. But it would be a good showcase. I think you pair that next to another game.
I think it's a good holiday game of the first year of it.
Yeah.
Give a new...
Be that hardcore game that gets
the enthusiasts there. A new 3D Mario at launch. Metroid Prime 4 for Christmas.
There you go.
That's really good. Yep. In addition to their financials, we also got a bunch of, we got so much news. You remember last week we had like no news to talk about at all? This week we had every news, like Nintendo all kinds
heard
of news.
Heard the episode.
Nintendo has a lot of...
They're like, we will not do that shit again.
Speaking of... Speaking of needing to get to sell 21 million more units, Nintendo has announced that they have a Smash Brothers themed OLED bundle that comes with Super Smash Brothers Ultimate and three months of Nintendo Switch Online for $350 starting November 19th.
I like it.
So you get it has the Joy-Con, like the Smash Joy-Con.
Ugly Joy-Con. It's the ugliest Joy-Con I've ever seen in my entire life. They're so bad. It is so stupid and ugly and boring. Wow. I don't care.
Pretty rare, though.
They're rare because nobody bought them.
Collectors will care. Oh, they're gonna want them. They also announced a Super Mario Party plus Joy-Con bundle. You get a red and blue Joy-Con and
that made me so mad when I saw that, Donnie. Do you know why?
I mean, in my head, I was like, why not just do it for $60? Why didn't, the game is a throw-in. You buy the two things for like they used to do with what was it, not Wii Sports, but was it Wii Play?
Wii Play?
They had the Wii Play pack in with the remote. You got the remote and you basically got like the game for free. And that's why that game sold so well. Because like an accessory.
This pissed me off.
And I think there's a lot to ask.
It's not only a lot to ask, but yeah, also it's the worst of the two Mario parties that is on the Switch. And why are you selling me that game when all I want is DLC for Mario Party Superstars?
Well, I'm that's a good point. I was just thinking like it's not a great game, it's an old game and you're trying to sell like it's exactly. The price is just too high. I just think the value is way off on this damn thing.
Let me ask a question. This is the cartridge, right? Or is it a code?
I don't know. I was wondering. I don't know. It's a good question. I don't remember.
Had a whole bunch of those damn cartridges in there. Let's get rid of this shit. Just butter this shit together.
Yeah, maybe.
You might be right. In my head, I was thinking it was a code. In my head, I was thinking, okay, you might be right, though. They may just be sitting on a warehouse full of these damn things. That game was not good.
I love Mario Party Superstars so much, but I'm so bored of the same four freaking boards.
Yeah, that's true. Breath of the Wild, Luigi's Mansion 3, Xenoblade Chronicles 3, and Super Mario Odyssey are all $40 for Black Friday. You can get them all for $40 each. Those are good deals. Donkey Kong Tropical Freeze, Kirby Return to Dreamland Deluxe, and Minecraft Legends is $30. And everybody's 1-2 Switch. You can get this Black Friday for $20.
Still too much. Still too much.
Yeah, they should have put everybody's 1-2 Switch in the Joy-Con bundle. You should have got Mario Party and 1-2 Switch and Strikers and the Joy-Con for $100. Now maybe we're fucking talking.
I'd still hesitate.
Yeah, if you needed Joy-Cons, I could recommend it if you needed Joy-Cons, but this is too much. How much are Joy-Cons still like, what are they, still $70 for a pair of Joy-Cons? That should have been no more than just $70, right? You buy the Joy-Cons, you get the game for free. Done deal. That actually makes it worth kind of
your recommendation. $79.
They're basically like, you'll give us $40 for Super Mario Party. You know what you should have done is they should have told you anybody that buys a pair of Joy-Cons, you can get one of the $40 games.
That's a good idea.
That would have been 1,000 times better. See? You know? This is ridiculous. You buy the Joy-Con bundle for $100 and you can pick Breath of the Wild, Luigi's Mansion 3, Mario Odyssey. Yep. That would have been better. The Super Mario Brothers movie will be on Netflix December 3rd.
Great movie.
Nintendo getting that money. Yeah, it was fun. Japan is getting a Pikmin 4 Mario
Wonder.
That's
what you gotta do. That's so smart.
That's great.
Why aren't we getting the dub? Why are we getting Super Mario Party and Joy-Con?
They like, what they the like, fuck us.
And if you're one of the folks getting Super Mario RPG in Japan, they're getting authentic Super Nintendo-style manual.
I might need to order from what's that website? PlayAsia? Yeah.
PlayAsia?
Yeah.
Or AliExpress?
I want that. Man.
Yeah. that's going to be one that that's one that you want. I'm like, why aren't we getting any of this cool stuff? They're like, nah, you'll get Super Mario Party.
Does it come
in our base?
It just comes
red,
with the game case.
I think it's a pre-order collectible. Yeah, I think
that's
so.
Cool.
So, yeah. Yep.
I'll get the quick headlines.
You want to take the headlines?
The final DLC wave for Mario Kart 8 Deluxe is out now. In addition to the courses and characters, the update also includes the ability to have lobbies without needing to add friend codes. So every time you want to play with people but don't want to exchange friend codes, you can just give them, like, it's kind of like a Dodo code. Here, hop into my lobby. It's very nice. The Golden Joystick Awards happened. A lot of people call this the more serious game awards. Nintendo had Tears of the Kingdom wins Nintendo Game of the Year. So they have like a Nintendo Game of the Year, Xbox Game of the Year, PlayStation Game of the Year. Their Ultimate Game of the Year went to Baldur's Gate 3 instead.
Yeah, and Larian picked up a bunch. I really like how they
it's
break
much
up their
better
categories.
Than the Game Awards.
I respect their categories a lot. Yeah, because the Game Awards has these contrived categories that they try to like make sure everyone gets something. And Golden Joystick's like, no, everybody's going to get something. Like, we have, there's the Nintendo game. Here's the Xbox game. Here's the PlayStation, where everybody's going to get something. So then the other categories feel more democratic. Like, yeah, like whoever wins wins, because you know, like I like this.
Yeah, because I feel like Tears of the Kingdom is going to get snubbed at the Game Awards. Like, it's not going to get any. It's going to get like best family game, but it's not a family game. It's not a family game.
This is the shit that drives me nuts about the Game Awards every year. Every year I hate the Keeley.
Why don't we just all like put all of our energy into the Golden Joystick?
Best sports game.
I know. Yeah. If you are looking forward to Mario RPG and have not played the original, be warned that the game has leaked online ahead of next week's release. They made some changes to the dialogue that I am unhappy about. Like, they got rid of the Bruce Lee reference. I'm so mad. Yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, that is kind of a...
Like,
I didn't expect
pop
that
culture.
They would be making,
yeah,
like,
the pop culture
actual...
references. I think that, like, really made the game exciting and fun and, like, charming.
Did they replace it with anything that's like current or modern?
They just nixed it.
That's lame. That's a bummer.
Taylor Swift reference in it.
They should have.
Something like that.
All right. 100%.
Hey, Mario, shake it off.
I forgot that Hogwarts Legacy was coming to the Switch next week on the 17th. There's a trailer for it.
It got a new trailer.
No, don't buy it.
It looks good.
Don't buy it.
No, I'm not. Look, I was never going to buy it. But like, it looked like the game appears to be running well on Switch. I've seen two pieces of footage, right? The Switch trailer, which they're going to give you the best shot. But then I also posted in our Discord, there's footage of somebody who had the game early that's just running it on Switch and videoing it. Like, for a port of the game that it is, this looks like one of the better Switch ports in some time. I was like, this looks really good. Yep. So we'll see. We'll see when it comes out. Like, I understand people have, you know, deep thoughts about the creator of all that. I don't care about it. I'm not even involved in it. I'm not interested in Harry Potter. So I have no interest in the game. But, you know, I just have a cure. I thought this game would get canceled. I never thought this game was actually coming. The fact that it's coming out and it looks good, I'm like, wow, look at them. Like, they seem to be putting in the work. This is the,
They saw themselves like, absolutely not. We're not canceling this. This is going out one way or another. Broken or unbroken.
This is the number one selling game of the year.
Yeah.
It has sold more copies than every other game, according to WB. So.
Turok 3 Shadow of Oblivion remaster has been slightly delayed to November 30th.
Talk about caring. Now, this is a game that I actually care a great deal about and was hoping to be playing this week, but it got delayed a couple weeks. That's okay. I've never played Turok 3. So this is not only am I excited because I love what Night Dive has done with Turok 1 and 2, but this is actually how we get to play a game for the first time. So I can't wait. And now I have my November, was it 30th? I have my November 30th game, my post-Thanksgiving game. Very excited.
The new live. Fantasy,
What? I said boomer shooters still live.
Oh, they do. The new fantasy life game, The Girl Who Steals Time, has been delayed to 2024. I'm interested in this game, so we'll see more about it next year, I guess. I think at this point, they weren't talking about it too much. The time was ticking for it to come out this year, so.
I remember when I brought Boomer Shooter to Rebecca for the first time.
I remember that, too.
She was like, what?
I've never heard that until you talk. Like, I've never heard anyone talk about that.
She was like, I was alive when these games were made. It was like.
You're the only person who I've ever heard call it that.
It's like. Yeah.
Okay.
It's a thing. Was it Fanatical or what's the
I
one?
I think it was
do?
Fanatical. Humble Bundle.
Didn't they just have a Boomer Shooter bundle? Like, that was they had a whole website and everything changed
I
the
think
whole
it
thing.
Was.
I didn't make it up.
I can look this up. I think I bought from that.
I believe you. I'm just saying I have never heard anyone else say it.
That was a fun day, though. I remember that. You were like, why do they call it Boomer? It's not that old.
It's not.
I was around when that was there. But we're boomers in video game years.
It's sad.
Yeah, that's
Humble
the thing.
Bundle. Best of the Boomer Shooters bundles. That's the one.
I saw that bundle. And I was like, it's a funny thing. I was going to buy it. And then I opened it up and I was like, I own 11 of 12 of these. Yes. Never mind. Okay, we're going to do questions. Let's do it. G-Man says, what type of movies do you prefer, animated video game movies or live action video game movies?
I think it really strongly depends.
I think it depends on the game.
Animated. Yep.
In the Zelda case, I would have liked animated.
I feel like there's more good animated video game movies than there are live action video game movies.
I agree.
And even TV shows like Castlevania, the Tekken video game movies animated are pretty good. Even the Resident Evil video game movies are better than the live action ones. So,
now you told me everybody hated the Mortal Kombat live action one.
Yeah, that one
right?
was kind of.
I loved the Mortal Kombat live action. I thought that was great, and I liked the first one too. Like the
90s
ones
I
loved. Like those were corny, but fun, really fun movies. So yeah, I think it just depends. Now Castlevania, like that Netflix style, match
Fantastic.
Made in heaven, like perfect. I need a game. That's actually my biggest fear with all of this, as I always say, is I don't want the movies and things to then impact the games. Scratch that with Castlevania. I need a Castlevania game that looks just like the Netflix series.
That series is so good.
Because I love it. Yeah, I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan of those. John32 says, favorite Wonder Flower effect or moment in Super Mario Bros. Wonder? And he tags, Rebecca wasn't sure if you had tried it yet.
I have not tried it yet.
The look on her face says everything.
Boo.
Absolutely not.
Boo. Boo.
Yet. I said yet.
I bought Mario Strikers for this. Okay.
That's not my problem.
And Aladdin. Never going to play.
That's not my problem. Aladdin.
That was my contribution to the cause.
Yet.
My favorite Wonder Flower effect are the ones where you start walking like on the walls. It reminds me of, you know, like the Sonic games when you hit the, I don't know what it's called. You hit the thing and then you go into the extra level and you do like the pinball thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? It's kind of like that. Like you'll hit it and suddenly like, it's like this 2.5D, like the level shifts and you're walking kind of on the wall all of a sudden. Those are a blast. There's like four of them. There might be more. I saw four or five of them, and they are amazing every time.
That's
they
what
are
I
so
was
good.
Pick, so yeah, that was awesome.
Thanks. Call the Pugs. Oh, forgot about this one. What's your Rushmore of GameCube games? Said I did this for the N64.
Wait,
last
this is
week
the
and
last. And Yarden said it on the Discord. This is the last game, the last Mount Rushmore that we're doing because that is a Grub and Minotti thing. We should make our own thing.
Yeah, you're
but
right.
But I think there is only one correct answer for this. So I don't know if y'all want to like put your opinions in before I tell you what the real answer is.
I want to hear your correct answer.
So I think we're going to argue. We are going to argue on the fourth game. When I heard this, two games immediately come to mind. And then I remembered there are three games that, like, I think are unequivocally on the GameCube Rushmore. Like, you got to do the three. But I suspect I know what your fourth one is, and I think we're going to argue. So I would like to hear your four. Let's start there.
This is not my four. This is what I think the four is, okay?
This is society.
Okay, sure. Yeah, same.
Society's four. The Legend of Zelda Wind Waker.
That's a better way of putting it.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Smash Melee. Easy.
Okay, that works.
Yep.
Paper Mario the Thousand Year Door.
Met.
Ooh.
Ooh. That wasn't mine
either.
And Metroid Prime.
Prime was mine.
So that the fourth one, I think. Metroid Prime was the third one. I was like, and that was, it didn't immediately come to me because I played Metroid as a Wii game. I had the trilogy and played it on Wii. But yeah, Metroid Prime, you can't.
Can I give my fourth one on first, Johnny?
I think we may have the same fourth one.
Okay, let's see. Let's do it at the same time. One, two,
that's the one. I didn't realize counting. I didn't say the two at the same time. Let's say it. Resident Evil 4 over the Thousand Year Door, 100%.
I definitely can get behind that for sure. I just wanted to, I didn't know if maybe there should be some kind of Mario representation. And I also didn't know if GameCube was the best place to play Resident Evil 4.
It was the first place.
It was?
Exclusive at the
time. Yes. I didn't know that.
It was for a while, yeah.
I bought a GameCube for Resident Evil 4.
That was a huge get because they had the Capcom 5. That was a big deal for
I bought a GameCube for Resident Evil 4.
Okay.
And I was not disappointed.
Yeah.
That was my
game. I'll do that.
Yeah. I'm surprised you went Thousand Year Door. I was expecting yesterday when you posted there are only four correct answers. I thought Animal Crossing was going to be the one. And I was expecting to come here and hear that. And you caught me off guard with the Thousand Year. And I do think Mario should be represented.
It's not going to be Sunshine. Didn't make the cut. The reason why I did Thousand Year Door, and I think I'm curious about how the narrative of Thousand Year Door has changed over the years, because a few years ago, the Nintendo subreddit did a, like, 3-year-long poll of best Nintendo game of all time, and they put every Nintendo published game that ever existed, and the Thousand Year Door came in second place next to Breath of the Wild. So I think that is a very beloved, it has long legs kind of game, and I'm curious to see how the remake's gonna do.
Yeah,
I just don't think it has. I love it. You guys know that. I've talked about it for many years. So I would love to put it on there. I just don't think it beats the four.
I agree.
I just think it comes down to that. I mean, I can't. If I was to pick one, I would knock Metroid Prime off, but I don't think anybody would. I don't think, if we were doing the Rushmore, I don't think anybody would agree with that. Yeah. And I couldn't knock Resident Evil 4 off. Resident Evil 4 kind of set, no, not kind of, Resident Evil 4 set the template for, like, the third person action game. For like the next 25 years. So many, all those PlayStation games and everything, like, they're all just Resident Evil 4 in different shapes or forms, but they're all just Resident Evil 4. Like, it just kind of is that game.
It's arguably one of the greatest horror games of all time. And it came up on GameCube first.
Yeah, not even horror. Yeah,
it came
out
on GameCube first.
Like, you don't even have to put the horror tag on it, just games. So, we didn't really have games like that before, right? No. I'm trying to think if
not
I'm missing
that
something.
Type of way, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, like.
And we have so many of them now. And they're so popular now. Like, that is the video game style today. The modern video game is that third person action adventure game, cutscenes, run around, like, that thing, that template is the video game. And they kind of, if they weren't first, then they did it the best first. They were the first person to do it really well.
I said it was first.
So.
Yeah, I think like other things like Switchback.
I don't know. I'm sure,
like
with everything with video games, I'm sure somebody did it like on N64 or something. We forget about it. But, I think people know what I mean. Like in that now modern style, they did it the best first.
And it's a beautiful looking game on GameCube. nice looking game.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember the Steelbook. Well, that was fun. Gamer Guy Lou says, how many times did it take y'all to be Ganondorf at the end of Tears of the Kingdom? I attempted it for the first time this weekend and I was woefully underprepared. Nice.
I brought a lot of healing and gloom healing with me.
I am preparing for that now.
Yeah, and as I talked about on the show, I went down there trying to beat the game, not knowing what I was in for, and got wrecked. That's why I came back to the show and told everybody to take your gloom healing or get the gloom armor, which I did on my second attempt and got through.
Hearing you guys talk about it scared me from going down there, so I'm now over preparing for it.
That's what my dad's doing.
You should be. Yeah, you should be. Because if you go down there thinking you're going to punch Ganon in the face, you are
so I want to go redo that battle. It's so much fun.
To me, it actually wasn't so much. You're right. It wasn't the battle. It was like there's a long build to get to the battle. You know, so it's like a war of attrition
by the time you get
all the way there. Yeah, that was what it was. So that's why you need to be prepared. Shiv says, do you think we'll see various types of characters, races, species, peoples in the Zelda movie? And will Dwayne Johnson be in it?
Shiv says, do you think we'll see all of the various types of characters? Which I think is an important distinction. No. There's a lot.
We'll see.
We're not
going to
see the Minish. We're not going to see the Subrosion. We're not going to see, you know, all those side ones that are in the smaller.
No, I was thinking
we'll
like
definitely
the main
see
ones.
The,
maybe see the Rito.
Yeah.
And stuff like
the
that.
The ones that are in Tears of the Kingdom.
Yeah, I would expect that. The Rock is...
He'd be a fun cameo.
As a Goron?
That's like a 30-second minute cameo, like The Rock's in there playing a Goron.
I mean, it makes sense. He's called The Rock. It'd be even hilarious if the credits said The Rock as Goron. Like, they didn't actually list his name. It's just The Rock as Goron. That'd be hilarious. They should do it just for that reason. Even if he's not like, just put him in the background or whatever. That'd be funny. And our last question, Brendan says, what is one game mechanic or game mode that in previous games of a series but didn't continue on in the series? For me, I miss the trophy collecting in Smash and even wish they let you have a way to display them.
I miss the mini games with friends in Animal Crossing. They had it in New Leaf, and there is not a single mini game that you can play with your friends in New Horizons, and I'm pissed off about it.
That's a good one. That's a really good one.
A game mechanic that I missed that's not in the current game. I don't know. I kind of miss Cappy. I thought Cappy was cool. Just throwing your cap around and using it for different ways.
That might be in the next 3D, Maru. You don't know that.
That's a good point.
True.
It won't be.
You got to play Kirby games, man.
I do. I need to.
Threw down for Cap.
That is something I got to get into. Kirby's the one franchise...
That hurt me so much.
Lacking on. My son loves Kirby.
Odyssey came out and people are like, this is amazing. He could throw a hat and he becomes the enemy. I'm like, motherfucker,
we've
been doing this for years.
Wait. I miss finding pieces of hearts in Zelda games.
Ooh.
Oh, that's a good one.
I was thinking Zelda in my answers. I'm thinking Zelda as well. I miss the fishing pond.
Me too.
Fishing in Breath of the Wild and Tears of the Kingdom sucks. It's just lame. They've taken, and it's a shame because it should be so much fun. Where is the fishing rod? What are you doing, Nintendo? Yeah. I was going to talk about things I've talked about in the past. Like, I miss being able to swim and go underwater and have underwater stuff. But, like, just the mechanic, man, the fishing pond. I spent so much time trying to get the scale and whatnot. Ocarina of Time, Twilight Princess, the fishing pond is so tranquilo. It's so relaxing and just kind of chill. Mm-hmm. You know, I just...
It does seem like a game that has so much stuff you can do in it. It should have you have the fishing rod.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just throw it out. You know, it's like, what is one extra animation? You just have a little fishing rod and you throw it out and, you know, you fish. You catch fish. No, you got to throw bombs in the water and do all kinds of shenanigans. Why not just to get the fish? Like, it's effective, but, you know, it's not as fun And I miss, and it's not just the fishing rod. It's the fishing pond. It's like the, its own little sub story, its own little sub segment. And you get the scale and you try to go for the record and you find the best fish, you know, like there's a whole challenge to it. You know, the amount of hours I spent just playing, just fishing in Ocarina. Yeah. It was fun.
I
also miss music being a part of the Zelda thing, having an instrument to play, to do something.
Yeah, that was.
I would like that to be in the movie. That would be great. I think that's something that should be, in my mind, I think that's something that should be in every Zelda game. Just to tie those two things together. I like when it's tied, when they tie the world and some sort of element to a musical instrument. So,
like it.
Yeah. That's it. So questions.
We did it. We didn't even talk about alligators or flamingos or pie.
Unfortunately.
We should have. We still have a chance. We still can. It's not too late. Don't leave.
No. Catch us next time. Hopefully we'll have another exciting week of Nintendo stuff to chat about next week. Anyone who's picking up Super Mario RPG, we'll talk about the review scores and first impressions for that game. And
not
picking
it
up.
Neither of you are?
I am. I am.
Oh, good. Okay, yeah. Delvin has taste.
I am not. Not it.
He has taste.
Not it. I have no taste. I can't be playing these crappy games. They're old visuals and they're low frame rates. I can't do it. I'm just going to lean into it now. You have no idea the monster.
Delvin, Koopaling.
Whenever you're ready. All right.
This is Frederick from Fire Emblem Awakening. And I forgot the line already. What?